High Stick, Jarrett, Nashville Sound, Book 3, by Alicia Hunter Pace. Narrated by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1. Though saying that she knew how to tend bar when she didn't wasn't the worst decision of Mary Sweet's life, it definitely did not make the top 10 list of her best laid plans. It had seemed like a good idea at the time. After all, this wedding at Buford Bend Plantation was a one-time thing. It was only about 40 minutes from Nashville, where Mary lived, and the money was good. The I-dos were over now, as was the sit-down dinner that had followed. Now the dancing was in full swing in the ballroom of Buford Bend, an honest-to-God made-it-through-the-Civil-War plantation that also served as the venue for their event planning business around the bend. This soiree was a far cry from any wedding Mary had ever attended back home in Alabama. She was used to the fellowship hall of the Beaver Crossing Baptist Church, with friends of the bride who hadn't made the wedding party cut, serving cake, nuts, little chicken salad sandwiches, and a big crystal bowl filled with punch that matched the bridesmaids' dresses. If there had been such a bowl of punch here tonight, it would have had to be blue. On the one hand, the winter-themed decorations were breathtakingly beautiful, but on the other, there sure were a lot of crystal snowflakes, silver glitter, and blue, blue, blue. And right in the middle of it all was an 8-foot-tall ice sculpture of a hockey player and a bride. It didn't look much like the couple, but still, a chunk of ice made to look like people, any people, was impressive. Mary knew the bride, Amy, from Foolscap and Vellum, the fancy paper store where Mary worked part-time. Amy was a bullet journaler and, apparently, a generous gift-giver, judging from the amount of wrapping paper she bought. She'd married one of those Nashville Sound pro hockey players tonight. The bride was how Mary had come to be standing behind one of the bars at this party 3 days before Christmas. Amy had mentioned in passing that the event planner was having a tough time finding enough staff for the wedding since the college students, who made up the bulk of their regular temporary help, would have already left to go home for the holidays. Amy had given Emery Buford's business card to Mary, and Mary had called the next day. Though she was on winter break from Vanderbilt Law School, Mary couldn't go home anyway because she had to work. She had expected to secure a job serving or washing dishes, but Emery needed a bartender, and Mary had said she could do it. Probably because Mary knew the bride, Emery hadn't questioned her very much. Mary had been grateful. Her second job was ice suite attendant for home hockey games at Bridgestone Arena, but the Sound was on hiatus for 5 days, which meant no income from there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?